And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, September the 28th, 2024. Today is the birthday of Carolyn Earle White, born on this day in 1833. Carolyn White co-founded the Pennsylvania Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in 1867 and founded the American Anti-Vivisection Society in 1883. While she was growing up in Philadelphia, she often went out of her way to avoid certain streets near her home because in passing over them, she nearly always witnessed scenes of animal abuse, which depressed her for days afterward. White was particularly disturbed by the sight of working horses being mistreated. From the mid-1860s onward, she became one of the most outspoken advocates for animals in the United States. She was not afraid to speak out against cruelty and injustice, even if it meant that her words were met with ridicule and hostility, as they frequently were. White believed in the power of humane education and worked with schools in Pennsylvania to establish essay writing contests for students, in which the values of compassion and kindness to animals were explored. The legacy of White's work continues to the present day in the societies she founded. Carolyn Earle White, who said, "There are many people who, when we ask them to join us, say that they prefer to work for human beings. But are we not working for human beings? Are we not constantly striving to make men and women more humane and disposed to all kindly feelings and to teach children to become gentle and merciful? Is not everything which tends to elevate man in the moral scale a benefit to him?" And today is the birthday of Brigitte Bardot, born on this day in 1934. Bardot was one of the most iconic sex symbols of the 20th century, but her acting career was short-lived. Bardot grew increasingly disillusioned with the pressures of fame, the monotony of film sets, and the objectification of women in the industry. Since the 1970s, Bardot has been a vocal advocate for animal welfare, and her activism has only grown stronger in the decades since. She created the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, a nonprofit which works for animals on a variety of issues, including animal testing, factory farming, and wildlife conservation. It also runs several sanctuaries for animals in France, including a marine mammal sanctuary on the French Riviera. And another vegan born on this day is Peter Egan, born in 1946. Peter Egan has been gracing our screens and stages since 1967, starring in a wide genre of movies and sitcoms. He is most recently known for his role in Downton Abbey. Peter Egan said, "I considered myself to be a very compassionate, animal-loving human being because I love my dogs, but I hadn't fully focused on where my food came from. And then I watched a film called Earthlings, which is a devastating documentary about animal agriculture. The film is so shocking and shows all forms of species of animals that we eat and how they are dispatched. I found it so completely depressing and upsetting that I decided there and then that I would never eat any animal product again. I feel incredibly happier. I feel spiritually a million times better than I ever felt before." Egan is patron of All Dogs Matter, a dog rescue and rehoming charity in and around London and Norfolk. He is also an ambassador for the Limbe Wildlife Center in Cameroon, a wildlife sanctuary for animals rescued from the illegal bushmeat and pet trades. He is patron of the science-based campaign For Life on Earth, which fights against the animal testing and medical research. And he has supported the campaign to ban the import of foie gras, made by force-feeding geese. Peter Egan, who said, "The untold story is that families don't understand how they can dramatically reduce global warming. With a fierce commitment to their own health and a huge love for animals and for Mother Earth, they can surely change their diets, and by doing so, make a massive contribution." And on this day in 2019 was the publication of Teaching Liberation, Essays on Social Justice, Animals, Veganism, and Education, edited by Agnes Tertzak. As humankind moves deeper into a period marked by climate disruption and species extinction, what and how we teach our children has never been of greater importance. In this collection of 13 interconnected essays, educators at every level and from four continents call for a reimagined pedagogy that embeds respect for the other-than-human world. And here is a poem for today by Paul Laurence Dunbar, Conscience and Remorse. Goodbye, I said to my conscience, goodbye for I and I. And I put her hands off harshly and turned my face away. And conscience, smitten sorely, returned not from that day. But a time came when my spirit grew weary of its pace, and I cried, come back, my conscience, I long to see thy face. But conscience cried, I cannot, remorse sits in my place. Conscience and Remorse by Paul Laurence Dunbar. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that every day is the right day to honor your conscience.